हेलो स्टूडेंट्स, दिस इज मॉड्यूल नंबर 2, चैप्टर द हैक ड्राइवर. रीड एंड फाइंड आउट द रिमेनिंग पार्ट, द सेकेंड मॉड्यूल एंड द लास्ट मॉड्यूल. रीड एंड फाइंड आउट. वॉट मोर डज बिल से अबाउट ल्यूटकिंस एंड हिज फैमिली? डज द नरेटर सर्व द समन्स दैट डे? एंड हु इज ल्यूटकिंस? लेट्स स्टार्ट रीडिंग. I know that Bill's helpfulness to the young fellow from the city was not entirely a matter of brotherly love. I was paying him for his time. In the end, I paid him for 6 hours, including the lunch hour, at what was then a very high price. But he has no more dishonest than I. I charged the whole thing to the firm. But it would have been worth paying him myself to have his presence. His cheerful country wisdom was very refreshing to a country boy like myself, who was sick of the city. As we sat on the hill top, looking over the pastures and a creek which slipped among the trees, he talked of New Million and painted a picture in words of all the people in it. He noticed everything, but no matter how much he might laugh at people, he always understood and forgave their foolishness. He described the minister's wife who sang the loudest in church when she was most in debt. He commented on the boys who came back from college in fancy clothes. He told about the lawyer whose wife could never succeed in getting him to put on both a collar and tie on the same day. He made them all live. On that day I came to know New Mullion better than I did the city and love it better. So students, in module number 2, in first paragraph, narrator and the hack driver, now on the move, they are trying to search Oliver Lutkins, to whom the narrator wants to serve. Narrator wants to serve a summon from court. A summon from court. So narrator was saying that Bill's helpfulness was very good. Although he was helping me in all the regards, but it was not brotherly love. He also wanted to earn some money from me, and there was no doubt he had the right to earn money from me, because he was giving good time, he was spending very good time with me, and he was helping me in all the regards. In the end, I paid him 6 hours. I paid him for 6 hours, including the lunch hour, at what was then a very high price. But he was no more dishonest than I. Writer was saying that he was no dishonest than I. I charged the whole thing to the firm, but it would have been worth paying him myself to have his presence. So narrator is thinking that I must pay him a good sum of money of my presence, as he is giving me, helping me in all the regards. Narrator was so impressed. His cheerful country wisdom was very refreshing to a country boy like myself. Narrator was also himself a country boy. But narrator had the sickness of the city. At last, they sat on the hilltop, looking over the pastures and creek which slipped among the trees. The hack driver painted a picture in words of all the people in it. He noticed everything, and he was describing about the landscape, about the hilltop, all the people, those who are living there, about their living standards, and he mentioned some good stories also. Once what happened that he described the minister's wife who sang the loudest in the church when she was in debt. Means a funny story, something happened in the New Mullion. Another, he mentioned that once what happened that the he saw some boys who were coming from college, and they were in a fancy clothes. Another example, another very witty story. A lawyer was there and his wife could never succeed in getting him to put on both a collar and a tie on the same day. So when both of them were enjoying food on the hilltop at Wade's Hill, so at that time the hack driver was mentioning the different stories to him to make him happy. Now next paragraph. Bill didn't know about colleges and cities, but he had traveled around a lot of the country and he had had a lot of jobs. From his adventures, he had brought back a philosophy of simplicity and laughter. He strengthened me. Natter was thinking that Bill was a simple person. Although he may not have gone to colleges and cities, and he was not interested to come to city, but he was very good at philosophy, very good at laughter, and he was good at business. Next para. We left that peaceful scene of meadows and woods and resumed our search of Oliver Litkins. We could not find him. At last Bill cornered a friend of Litkins and made him admit what he guessed. Oliver's gone out of the mother's farm 3 miles north. We drove out there, laying plans. At last they decided to go somewhere wherever Oliver Litkins may be found out. So they asked a person and the person said that he had left the Wade's Hill and he might have gone to his mother's farm. Now they started to move, narrator and hack driver started to move towards the Oliver Lutkin's mother's farm. I know Oliver's mother. She is a terror. Bill sighed. I took a trunk out there for her once and she almost took my skin off because I didn't treat it like a box of eggs. She is about 9 feet tall and 4 feet thick and quick as a cat. And she sure can talk. I'll bet Oliver heard that somebody chasing him and he's gone on there to hide behind his mother's skirts. Well, we'll try her, but you had better let me do it, boy. You may be great at literature and law, but you have not had real training in swearing. We drove into a poor farmyard. We were faced by an enormous and cheerful old woman. My guide bravely went up to her and said, "Remember me, I'm Bill Magnuson, the carter and hackman. I want to find your son, Oliver Litkins. I don't know anything about Oliver and I don't want to," Oliver's mother shouted. So in this paragraph, narrator, the hack driver, they reached to mother's shop. The mother was a very strong woman. Bill once explained that he took a trunk for her as he did not put the trunk in the better way. So Oliver's mother beat him too much and she said that you did not care like box of eggs. She is so fast, she is so quick like a cat. And hack driver is saying that Oliver Litkins may have come to know that few people are chasing him, so he may have run away somewhere else. Now, they asked Oliver's mother, "Where is Oliver Litkins?" Mother said that, "I don't know about it." She shouted very loudly. And she said, "Now look here, we have just about enough nonsense. These young men represent the court in the city and we have a real and legal right to search all properties for this Oliver Litkins." The hack driver said to Oliver's mother that we have come here narrator has come here to serve a summon and we have legal right to search all your properties. Bill made me sound very important and the woman was impressed. She retired into the kitchen and we followed She seized an iron from the old-fashioned stove and marched on us, shouting, "You search all you want to do, if you don't mind getting burnt first." She shouted and laughed at our frightened retreat. So, Oliver Lytkin's mother didn't want others to enter there. So what she did, she went into the kitchen and she found something there. She found an iron from the old-fashioned stove and she said that, "Okay, you might search my house, if you don't mind getting burnt first." She shouted and laughed at our frightened retreat. And as soon as when she came out and she threatened us, we were fearing too much, and now she was laughing at us. "Let's get out of here, she'll murder us," Bill whispered outside. He said, "Did you see her smile? She was laughing at us." The hack driver, Bill, said that, "Now we should come out. We should come out. Look, that lady, she's so strong, she's laughing at us. She's having iron rod also. She may kill us. We should come out." I agreed that it was pretty disrespectful treatment. We did, however, search the house. Although her behavior was not up to the mark, her treatment was not up to the mark, even then we searched the house. Since it was only one story high, Bill went round it, peering in it all the windows. We examined the barn and stable. We were reasonably certain that Lytkins was not there. It was nearly time for me to catch the afternoon train, and Bill drove me to the station. Now, after finding out, after searching out all the entire house here and there, from the first story to on the ground floor also, we found nothing. And it was already noontime, and I had to catch, the narrator said that, I had to catch my noon train also, because my city was something 40 to 50 kilometers away from the village. So I had to go back. On the way to the city, I worried when I was in train. On the way to the city, I worried my little over my failure to find Lytkins. I was too busy thinking about Bill Magnuson. Really, I considered returning to New Million to practice law. If I had found Bill so deep and richly human, might I not grow to love Fritz and Gustav and 100 other slow-spoken, simple, wise neighbors? I pictured an honest and happy life beyond the strict limits of universities and law firms. I was excited. I had found a treasure. I had discovered a new way of life. So while he was in train, he was thinking the activities throughout the day which had happened to him. He was thinking about all the people to whom he met. He was thinking about the simple man in the village. He was thinking about the barber, Fritz's shop, Gustav's shop, Gustav's shop, and the other people also. And he was thinking about, above all, the hack driver, Bill. And he said that people are so kind, so honest, so helpful. I had discovered a new way of life. But if I did not think much about Lytkins, the office did. I found them all upset. Next morning, the case was coming up in the court, and they had to have Lytkins. I was a shameful, useless fool. That morning, my promising legal career almost came to an end before it had begun. Now, next morning, our law firm had great requirement of Oliver Lytkins in one of the cases in which he was one of the witnesses. If he had given his statements, it would have been possible for us to win the case or to continue the case in our favor. As I was thinking that, I have just started my law firm career. Now, as I was unable to complete, I could not complete my assignment, so chances were there I may be turned out from the law firm. And was thinking that now, the chief almost murdered me. He hinted that I might do well at digging ditches. I was ordered back to New Mullion, and with me went a man who had worked with Lytkins. I was rather sorry, because it would prevent my laughing all over again with Bill. Now, as soon as narrator reached to city, In the law firm, the chief said that again you have to go back to New Million with another person from the law firm. He knew the Oliver Lutkins. When the train arrived at New Million once again, Bill was on the station platform near his cart. Strangely enough, that old tigress, Lutkin's mother, was there, talking and laughing with Bill, not quarreling at all. From the train steps, I pointed Bill out to my companion and said, "There is a fine fellow. A real man. I spent the day with him." As soon as the narrator and one of his companions from the law firm, they reached again to New Million, the city, they found that Oliver Lutkins, the hack driver, and the mother were there. They were laughing at each other. They were enjoying. They were talking to each other on the railway station. He said that look, the man who is talking very, very happily, he helped me yesterday in all cases. He is a very good real man, a very good person. Narrator said to one of his companion. The last part of the chapter. He helped you hunt for Oliver Lutkins. Right, narrator's companion said that, asking a question. He helped you hunt for Oliver Lutkins? Yes, he helped me a lot. He must have. Writer's companion said that he must have, because he is Oliver Lutkins himself. The hack driver is himself Oliver Lutkins. Companion said that you were mad fool. He did not help you. He was making you fool yesterday throughout the day. The person to whom you were searching, rather you spent the entire day with him, and he was making you fool. And even he took some money also from you. They were just enjoying. What really hurt me was that when I served the summons, Lutkins and his mother laughed at me as though I were a bright boy of 7. With loving kindness, they begged me to go with them to a neighbor's house for a cup of coffee. As soon as the narrator came to know that, oh, the hack driver was himself Oliver Lutkins, he was so disappointed, and he was thinking, oh, what happened with me? That a person made me fool. I was thinking yesterday that man is a real man, honest man, a very good person, and the village men are always very helping nature. But what happened here? Now at last I decided, as I have come here to serve the summon. As soon as I served the summon, I found that even then they were laughing at me as though I were a child of 7 year old. And even they requested me also that let's go to my neighbor's house for a cup of coffee. I told them, narrator told them about you, and they are anxious to look at you, said Lutkins joyfully. They are about the only fox in the town that missed seeing you yesterday. Oliver Lutkins and his mother said that let's go for a cup of coffee at our neighbor. Neighbor said that yesterday to me that actually they did not visit only their neighbors. So neighbor was saying to Lutkins and his mother that yesterday you came but I was not there, and you did not bring your guest to us. We missed too much. I told them about you and they are anxious to look at you, said Lutkins joyfully. They are about the only fox in the town that missed seeing you yesterday. So students, we came to know that in such a way that at last we have completed module 2, chapter The Hack Driver.
Students, please listen again and again so that you can understand the chapter in the better way. Thank you, students. Thank you.